again, Ryushikaze from thelivestream.net. Well, of course, you should know that, because you should be getting it here. And if not, shame on whoever stole this. We're starting up with another Final Fantasy Unlimited Fan's Eye View commentary track. We're doing Episode 4, so get yourself started right before the swirling guns and sword turn into the FFU logo right as it's black. So, I'm joined today, once again, by Force, Tenyo, Cisne, and Gym Leader Devil. And we're ready to go. Are you ready to go? I hope you are, because we're starting. One, two, three, go.
Oh no, I'm not ready. Ah!
you know what that gun looks like specifically is Death Penalty from the end of Dirge.
In the
logo there.
Well, you know what it looks like when he's using it? Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Yeah. But it's predating Cerberus, so...
That thing looks like the Golden Compass.
It very much does. But it's actually a stopwatch.
Oh, sucks for them. They're being left behind.
Oh shit, this thing
and
is like
the CG doors.
Thing up here is that,
and the eyeballs.
Oh yes.
That Dr. Manhattan made, it's that thing on Mars. The palace.
Oh, yeah. the Crystal Palace.
Yes.
Doom Train lives in the
fucking crystal. Chocobo, man.
Chocobo's still stoned.
See that little girl?
He's the happiest one in the group at the moment.
Chocobo is going to eat your head, dude.
Looks like
his head is delicious.
Oh, there we go again.
Vintage is a...
Original story from Final Fantasy series. How do you figure?
In that it has chocobos and summon monsters and...
People who look like Vincent.
Yeah, like...
Ron.
Ridiculous ripoffs of... So many elements.
I just noticed when they show us like the silhouettes of people, is there like an extra person we haven't met yet?
Yes.
What's that? Isn't it that ninja dude?
Very astute.
I look like him.
I know, I'm so proud of myself.
In fact, there are a couple of main characters we haven't met yet.
Huh. The subtitles.
Yes, but is there a ghost Sid?
A ghost Sid.
Or mid, rather. Ghost mid, I meant.
There is not, as far as I can tell you, a ghost mid. Certainly not one who shows up out of a, young woman's body.
Of course not.
Maybe.
I'm waiting for the Calamity to show up.
No, they've made
it. And we're on the radio now as well. I like the random crows.
I feel like this is like Tron. I just stepped
the random crows are totally there to symbolize the rot of our brains.
I guess.
They're carrion feeders. They're here to pick up whatever's left of us when this is done.
Pick our eyes out.
Oh, it's Cosmos. And the hookah bar.
Hookah.
Despair.
That's a ball. Now I know how to say despair in Japanese.
You haven't seen Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei?
No.
You should. It's hilarious.
You know what?
Light balance!
I'm gonna call foul on this series just because Shiva had pretty clothes on. That was not the real Shiva.
No, it was not.
Well, Shiva has been clothed before, I guess.
Just not recently.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Clothes, yes. That heavily, no.
We'll just call her Celsius from Tales of Eternia.
Eyes. Yeah.
I'll attack.
That works better.
Fucking Chocobo, man.
He knows what's up.
Yeah. Oh man, these fucking dudes. What the hell? Creepers.
The creepy faced Ewok again. Maybe he's also a purse.
The Jawa?
And that's the one who stole her bag.
Yep.
That bitch.
Hootini.
Jeez, lady. Not a scream.
Oh yeah. Oh, of course she does.
Screaming is necessary to life.
Here we go. Here's the silhouette that I just noticed.
The mist?
What the? Weird. What the fuck is that?
It's Aang from Avatar.
I was gonna say, the silhouette.
It's a flower.
What the hell?
Oh, you ignorant bitch. I don't care about your world. Jeez. This guy's side eye was the best.
Yeah.
Why do they always capitalize Subway?
The like Subway, a, because it is a metaphysical construct.
It's a product placement.
Yeah. This isn't just a Subway, it's the Subway.
It is.
Jared makes a cameo in this series.
Welcome to midway through Final Fantasy XIII.
I got her pockets.
I'm just wanting to find out.
Fungo? Wow, kid, I feel bad for you.
Looks like a girl. Like, it should be a girl character.
Fungo.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell?
To awesome.
What? Random.
Ghostbusters?
How are they born?
What's that?
This guy's all cross-eyed.
He is incredibly cross-eyed, yes.
He, she, it, what is it?
A shit.
How?
Yes.
I don't.
This thing looks like what? It has a permanent troll face.
The. Who?
That is a good troll
Sid?
Face.
Sid?
I think we have officially broken GLD.
Yep.
Oh, I thought this guy was gonna be named Sid.
What the fuck?
Why is his name not Sid?
His name is not Sid because he is not Sid.
Okay.
I don't care.
What makes you think he's Sid, anyway?
Everybody, every game has a Sid. Every Final Fantasy
but
thing has a Sid.
You're right, but what makes you think that guy is Sid?
Because of his outfit. Jumpsuit. Uniform.
Okay. I guess.
Whatever.
Plus he's smoking. Sid smokes.
Exactly.
Okay, FF7 Sid.
Oh no, that, he's not smoking. He's just got a beef jerky habit like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. It isn't lit.
Oh.
That's his tongue, man. You're making fun of a physical disability.
If this were like a 4Kids dub, they'd be like, oh, this is just a piece of meat.
Those guys have nipples.
Did they draw the nipples on these things? That's awkward.
But just those 5, or however many there were there.
I ship it.
You were trying so hard to be Potom.
Whoa.
So hard.
This looks like a ripoff from another anime. I can't place it, though.
All of them?
Yeah, well, literally, her design right now is such a ripoff of Porom from Final Fantasy IV.
There you go.
She and her brother were already kind of a Palom Porom ripoff.
The hell?
Oh, this guy's all tripping balls.
Eating her hair again.
How did you come to that conclusion?
What's the chocobo's eating her hair?
Yeah, what?
I'm not.
Various
it looks like
a
thistle green. That's the entire explanation, and now it just likes the taste of hair.
I don't even know what they look like.
Hey!
There's a reason why that other guy couldn't be Sid.
Oh, wait, that's a Sid. I remember somebody used to play as him in somewhere. And this one bitch with the one lens. I don't understand.
Okay. I'm sorry. This villainous Kefka analog guy, what is he?
He's using a spark.
L from Death Note now? Every time I see this kid, he is eating.
Oh, no. This guy is a Kefka analog. The fat kid is not the Kefka analog. He's, sort of the Queen Braun analog. He is the fat, spoiled, being duped villain.
I like his partial eyebrows.
Ah, gotcha. I was gonna say, he didn't seem funny enough, but I didn't want to contradict anyone about something I know nothing about. So.
And
It still doesn't make any damn sense, but marginally more.
He's not terribly funny inclined. He's more of the creepy.
The hell?
He's big again.
Oh, yes.
Why aren't you dead?
Why do you look like the Grinch?
She is the Grinch's sister.
He's
also not.
The hell is that?
How come
voice?
Only those five people have nipples?
They're in the nipple
squad. They were
squad.
The only Batman and Robin
fighting force.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna be real here. I am so jealous of that guy's hair. It's like fabulous and long.
Oh, she likes him.
It's
because
he's too big. He's so mysterious.
Dark
I want
to
do
him. She loves exactly.
She is very fond of his gun.
Mom, I want to go on.
Sid is also fond of his gun.
Those cockeyed barrels.
Yeah,
they're only
really
cockeyed part of the time, remember.
I like the giant screw for the button.
Good.
I know. That's an impractical glove.
Okay, what the hell?
Whoa. How many
he's got goggles under his goggles.
Oh shit, it's Red Hood. A mask under his mask.
Yo, dog, I heard you like scanning goggles, so I put some scanning goggles under your scanning goggles so you can wear scanning goggles while you have some scanning goggles.
I like that this kid's supposed to be like Beach Boy, like tan with blonde hair. This Kagome girl, he finally figured out who she reminded me of.
Yeah.
She does have a certain Rumiko Takahashi thing going about
her. Oh, yeah. Well, so does a lot of this, actually. Kaze has a lot of Takahashi style, too.
He kind of looks like your avatar was for a while.
Kind of, yeah, actually. So that was not intentional at all.
It's really what you named your Chocobo kid.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like how Pikachu's named Pikachu.
Eh, people who don't nickname their Pokemon irritate me.
This Chocobo is so strung out.
Oh, yeah.
He looks philosophical, like he could unravel the mysteries of the universe if only he could...
Or that he's just baked.
Yeah. The two sort of go hand in hand.
I guess.
Hey, I didn't say the Chocobo actually could do this. But he definitely looks like he's trying. He is the new Chocobo Sage.
Wow, Sid, nearsighted?
Right? He has goggles and he can't read shit.
Well, they're not glasses.
He's actually analyzing the data structure of the page itself.
What the fuck?
Bad breath.
He just burped up his chronic.
Halitosis.
You gonna give him a mint?
What the hell is that? What?
Do we even want to know what that is?
What the hell?
Ghostbusters.
A vibrator taser?
What the
dude,
fuck?
It's the spring.
It's a halitosis gear.
Wow, he even cleared up its retina.
Holy shit.
Don't tell PETA.
So you're a
it's now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
Purpose healing machine.
Oh man, this is too easy.
Deus Ex Machina all up in this bitch.
Oh yeah.
You mean Deus Ex Machina?
Ooh, sex.
Wow.
Everybody is scared of the ninja.
Dude,
like a little fairy girl.
Cody,
just have a throw command.
Oh my god, it's Chobbit! Oh. It's those mini Chobbits! That's what they are.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
I would give everything else in this series if the ninja-looking guy has a throw command.
Yes. That's a serious twig.
Yeah, why the hell is he carrying a sword?
It's the Elder Wand.
Oh, yeah!
Dork. He's not.
Everybody has really wacky-looking faces right now.
So do we ever see Sid's eyes? Or oh, there you go.
Yeah. You've seen them once already.
Yes, he showed them earlier.
Sorry. We missed it.
Everybody.
Oh. I only saw him take off his goggles and reveal another set of goggles.
These eyes might be yet another set of goggles.
At least they translated it as Sid this time and not Shido.
Yeah.
I think your name is Knave.
Yeah.
Knave.
Foolish like Knave! Yes, what?
It looks like he's chewing his scarf and the cigar right there.
Well, he's a hitchhiker. You always have to have a towel. He just wears his as a scarf. Sorry, the use of sweetheart there. There's so much bullshit drama that I don't even want to explain, but it just made me burst out laughing.
So
actually, there's a very good reason this would look like Rumiko Takahashi's stuff. The animation was done by Sunrise, I think, who were doing Rumiko Takahashi stuff at the same time.
Explosions!
Explosion! Blow dart!
Ready your blow darts!
How do you think you're gonna take down someone with freaking dart guns?
Those dart guns explode.
Hey, blowgun.
Oh, and the mysterious man who's too badass to move.
The inverted Vincent.
Yes. Inverted Vincent.
Didn't she, like, have magical...
Yes.
Telekinetic martial arts powers earlier. What happened to that?
I don't know.
She has to.
She like threw a kite over her head.
The lady with the boobs that keep changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure if you meant her.
In the first two episodes, she like busted out. Yeah, she did this like kung fu stuff.
She busted out again. She just hasn't had a chance to.
Oh no!
It's CG Dagron.
Creepy.
What, was she out of MP or something?
No, it's, well, that might be, I don't know. But it's technically not a, you know, levitation thing. It's a readjustment of force technique.
Okay, so shove the falling shit sideways so it doesn't hit it dead. That is one hell of a twig.
She just didn't get there in time, I think the problem was.
It's the Elder One!
No, there's absolutely nothing special about that twig, and that's the best part. That is not actually a gun. That's a rotary blowgun.
I see.
Okay. Well, it blows, so.
Yeah.
Get it?
I did.
Oh, his voiceover sucks in English. What the hell?
It kind of sucks in Japanese, too.
No, I'm having too much fun watching it in English, though.
Well, yeah, I'm enjoying it in English right now, too, but it doesn't matter. The episodes are pretty much the same.
Oh, he's remembering everything.
Epic shine of the gun!
I have a hard time believing this would allow for good voiceovers in any language, this wackiness.
Oh, he's a cyborg ninja. He's totally ripping off Grape off his dick, man.
Yeah.
No, he's not a cyborg. He's also not a ninja.
He's gonna bust out the summon monster already.
He's a swordsman of mist.
Yeah, so I like my rip.
You know, for a lightning gun, it's awfully not effective.
Yeah.
Did he ever do that?
Okay, that line was significantly different than the dub.
I feel like there is no plot right now. I don't know what's going on, except things blowing up.
There is technically a plot, but we are just starting to get to it, is the thing.
Oh, shit, son.
Yeah, remember how I accidentally spoiled that it wasn't going to work? This is when it happens. That's why I wasn't worried about it.
Canteens of death.
Potion.
Potion.
Oh, yeah. No, he is totally the alchemist swordsman of death.
I see.
Okay, so we need to get Ed and Magical Alan school here girl to take transformation.
Him off.
Okay.
Wow.
That's.
He's entirely too mysterious and anime-tastic to have died there.
Yep. Some deus ex machina thing came in and saved him.
The purse?
The purse, yes, probably.
Well, if the purse can give
I can't wish for my parents. She could have also wished for the subway to come back.
Hush you, get out with your logic.
It has to be small enough for the thing to spit.
Wait, that was the episode?
That was the episode.
That was a fucking letdown.
Cliffhanger.
Oh yeah. They love their cliffhangers on this series.
It's still
on episode 5.
There was no plot that happened here whatsoever except things exploded.
Basically, they used this episode to fill time and introduce Sid.
Just watch the chocobos run. It's soothing after the bullshit.
Is it really soothing?
It's soothing after the bullshit.
I should make it clear this in my thing in the forum. Is there a chocobo running in a circle?
Please, God.
The 8-bit
this show makes sense!
8-bit chocobos.
I don't understand this bar at the bottom.
That does nothing as far as I
It looks like a loading bar.
Yeah, no, it does.
It should have been doing something.
It was in every, when I had the first edition, ripped off of TV fan subs, it was there. It did nothing.
Okay.
I think it was supposed to be there to have, the lyrics, but they didn't put them there.
They forgot.
Nope.
Hey, that one chocobo is much higher res than all the others.
Wow.
A gold chocobo.
Oh, if you want glorious chocobo nonsense, we've got a couple episodes to go.
Oh, it's gonna happen next episode. Oh,
Prophecy.
What journey? They haven't gone anywhere.
They've taken a few trips on the subway.
I guess.
They've made progress, it's just not progress that was substantial in any way that we would care about.
The adventure of the underground waterway. Later, Cosmos. Pizza.
I'm gonna have a cookie.
We should do a whole commentary series where we're all just drunk.
I don't drink that much.
They always take that long to summon.
Yeah.
Not always, but they do love to go with the over the top. Draw out the soil. English name.
primary killing technique suddenly stops working. Tradition.
Yes.
Must be respected.
Of course.
Yeah, then he has to go and, you know, go to the Moon Kingdom and, you know, discover that he's actually the pretty, pretty princess. Yeah. And get the... Oh. But don't you think he would make a really good Sailor Senshi?
He would. You mean he's not Tuxedo Mask?
Cosmos has the hair for it.
Seven should be doing in character commentary, like a la, like freaking, what was it, Tropic Thunder?
Oh yeah. We don't have to pick a character and just stick with it.
Yep, I would gladly do the character of the dude with the one lens. So, I don't think I can drop my voice that low.
Hey, I am the dude.
I am the dude with the one lens.
I think the correct term is monocle.
No, 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 it's not a monocle. It's a half glass. A
pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
It's sunglasses.
Technically speaking, the proper improper term would be a half pair of sunglasses.
Huh.
Yeah.
Something like that.
A sunglass?
Yes. Because he's got the frame.
Square's never been much for the symmetry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just look at Titus.
On second thought, don't.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, I'm...
Look at Lulu instead.
Oh, that's
or Riku.
Belts. Lots and lots of belts.
It's not Kingdom Hearts with zippers.
You don't look at Lulu for the belts. Come on.
Lulu has belts?
I have
what?
Always wondered how long it takes her to go to the bathroom.
I always just assumed they were just on top of everything that they never actually did.
She wouldn't have to take off the belts for the bathroom, just if she screwed up and squat.
But it doesn't look like it looks like it's solid belt. There's a skirt around the back, but it looks like the front is just belt.
Well, no, you can. The thing is, of course, she doesn't get out of the dress to go to the bathroom. She actually hides in the belt, or in the skirt, and there's actually, like, an in there.
Oh. Okay.
She can only use the special times, like going to the bathroom.
Right. Right. Oh, wait. If you need an overt question, how long does it take for Waka to get at that? Going through all these belts, this.
Maybe that's why it's
he doesn't really bother undoing the belts. He kind of likes them. So, really, the real question is long does it take him to put on the dress? That's Lulu's fetish.